In the first readings, we hear the story of Solomon and how in the end of his life, when he was old, his heart turned away from God somewhat. He still was worshiping God along with a number of other gods that he learned from his foreign wives, which he was told by God not to do, not to get married to foreign wives, and not to amass too much gold, and not to amass too many horses. And he did all three of those things that he wasn't supposed to. So he got caught up into the world and his wives, and his heart fell away from God somewhat. Unlike his father David, King Saul lived 40 years as king. King David lived 40 years as king, and Solomon 40 years as well. Interesting that the numbers correspond that way. But David was the only one who was totally faithful to God. And we see how in the beginning Solomon was faithful to God and his heart was totally with him. And he asked, and he had actually communicated with God directly twice in his life. And yet still somehow he fell away from God. And it reminded you of those who have had apparitions of Jesus or Mary, and to realize that that doesn't necessarily make us saints. That some of the seers at La Salette, the two seers there, didn't become saints, and the girl seer actually became not a good Catholic. And so, you know, even Bernadette was struggling to believe later in her life that she had actually seen Our Lady, but she always stayed faithful to, you know, what she, of course the church had confirmed it, and she stayed faithful to that. But those visions don't always stay with us, and our earlier faith is not necessarily going to stay with us if we don't stay vigilant, if we're not careful and we don't stay faithful and develop good habits that we maintain every day in and day out. We have to look long term. We have to look to the end of our life, and we have to keep those goals before our mind, those big goals of holiness and great love for God and great service in his to him. We have to be, those goals need to motivate us and keep us alive in our love for God. We need to think about our love for God as a marriage relationship. And how many times did Jesus speak of our love for God in terms of matrimony? It is a love relationship. Our religion, you know, we talk about religion and rules, and people think of Catholic faith as just another religion and set of rules and maybe a philosophy to follow, but it's really a relationship of love. So if we're unfaithful, we are unfaithful to a person. And it is fidelity to a person, not a set of rules and philosophy, but to a person, a divine person, a person who's full of infinite love for us and promises so many good things in this life and in the next. And so it is a fidelity to God that we need to nurture and stay faithful and have that habit of love and habit of service to God that we plan to maintain until the end of our life. Figure you're going to live 90 years or 100 years, and figure that you're going to be faithful for 100 years. And that fidelity is, again, not just hanging on, but it's a growth in love for God, that I'm going to love him more and more and more every day. And that kind of perseverance, that kind of growth will help us to persevere to the end.
Et Jesum benedicat. Christus.